a longtime friend of the show. I do feel guilty getting people to do morning radio when they travel.
Right.
You never know. Are you on the road? Are you at home? Are you exhausted? But it's always good to be joined by Aaron Portsline.
And this man's everywhere. So,
longtime beat writer covering the Blue Jackets, doing it now for TheAthletic.com. Portsy, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. How are things?
Well, it's good. I have a bit of a surprise for you.
Yes?
We're going back into your past. What was that, where you hear a voice, it's, I have someone from your past. Say hi to Aaron Portsline.
Aaron, what's going on? It's Mike Commodore. I'm working again.
Tommy!
Hey!
Tommy, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, thank you. Thanks a lot for joining us. What's up?
I can't believe you're up at 6:50 to do radio in Calgary.
Neither can I.
He just got off a plane from Mexico at midnight last night, so he's committed.
I was going to say, have you been to bed yet?
A little bit. You're basically talking to a bottle of tequila right now, Aaron. It's been a tough week.
Well, I went from Minnesota to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, for a music festival for 5 days, then to Calgary for the continuation of the Blue Jackets road trip, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver. My suitcase was an absolute disaster.
Yeah, you have to pack for pretty much everything on that road trip.
Is that a direct from Punta Cana to Calgary?
No, it is not. No, it is not. That was a long day.
This kind of, I guess, leads into one of the things we're going to talk about. How was traveling around? How was it? Did you find, was it busy? Because I found out going to Mexico and back, it wasn't like the airports and travel wasn't very busy.
You know, it's crazy. I must be going to the wrong places because my flight from Vancouver back to Columbus, well, through Chicago on, what was that, Monday, was packed. Both legs packed. Flights Calgary to Edmonton, Edmonton to Vancouver, packed. And the airports in Canada never seem as crowded as they do, like, say, Chicago and such, but it didn't seem any different to me. But my wife works in the airline industry and was saying that the numbers are dipping big time. So
I know it was earlier this week when, because of, there's obviously hot spots, and it looked like the San Jose Sharks were potentially going to have to maybe cancel a game, continue to look at having to either cancel or now play in front of a fanless crowd, if that makes any sense. Yesterday, right. I know that you put out the report yesterday, or at least put out your column, that your governor in Ohio has kind of done the same, and the Blue Jackets find themselves in a bit of a spot. Can you talk about the recommendation handed down by the governor and the response from the Blue Jackets?
Yeah, well, you used the right word there. It is a recommendation, not as yet an order. So he's recommending that large groups not gather, that spectators not attend sporting events. They're trying to stay on top of this before it can really get going. The Blue Jackets' response, they're dealing closely with the league. The league is steering all of this. They're going ahead and playing their games. Fans will be welcomed as always. So no changes there. Thursday versus Pittsburgh, Saturday versus Nashville. Now you sit back now and wait. Does the governor now take it to the next step and say, okay, I'm not recommending, I'm ordering? And I think the club is prepared for that. I don't think they're expecting that necessarily, but I think it's on the realm of possibilities. So it's a very fluid situation, if I may use that word. They're watching, they're waiting, this is the league steering it. The Blue Jackets, of course, working in concert with the league, but they're waiting for direction here, I think, on an hour-by-hour basis. It should also be noted that in Commie, you would remember this, in Columbus there's a huge Arnold Schwarzenegger festival that just encompasses all kinds of sports and brings in literally tens of thousands of people from all over the world. That was canceled last week, and that is a little bit different because you do have people coming literally from all points in the world for that festival. A Blue Jackets game, of course, draws people from around the area, but certainly not halfway around the world. So it's a little bit different in that respect.
Well, and Porty, I said this morning, too, and I'm curious your thought on who you've been talking to and just kind of around the city. But it's one thing to, if you're the Blue Jackets, to say, yeah, we're going to open our doors. Come on in. The game is going as planned. That doesn't mean everyone's going to show up. I guess just what are you expecting in terms of numbers tonight? Is it going to be a full house?
Yeah, well, I really don't know. And the game tomorrow against Pittsburgh, it'll be curious. I mean, Twitter is not, I think we've all learned, is not emblematic of the entirety of the world. It is a sliver. There's a lot of people in there that are convinced that this is just pure silliness and they can't wait to go to the game Thursday and are not worried at all. I think it's foolish to think that everyone's going to feel that way. I think there are people, older people, people who have underlying health issues that aren't going to want to mess with it. And so I think there are probably some tickets that are for sale now that wouldn't have been otherwise. This is a big game. It's Pittsburgh. And I think there will be some people that don't come to the game. I think that's, I don't know what that number is. I wouldn't even hazard a guess at this point, but I think we can safely say it is going to be some number is not going to show up.
Aaron Portsline from Columbus with The Athletic, the recommendation coming down from the state governor in Ohio, indoor sporting events be played without spectators. You mentioned that it is a recommendation. He does have the authority to ban spectators. Is that within his power?
Sure. He could say that the Blue Jackets are not allowed to play a game in front of fans. Yeah. Absolutely. It should be noted, too, that the local Ohio High School Athletic Association has championships going on this weekend, and those events are closed. No student fans, no fans, just immediate family allowed in the arena. So we're talking, I think it's wrestling and hockey this weekend, and then the state tournaments in basketball begin the following weekend, and I would imagine that will be held under the same sort of restrictions.
What's the status, and you may not know, on the Cavaliers' side, because they would be in a similar spot, right?
Yeah, they would be. That is a bit unclear. I mean, the governor has, you know, his recommendation was for all sports in Ohio, so that would certainly cover the Cavs, that would cover Major League Soccer, the Columbus Crew, although they play outside. There are March Madness games, NCAA men's basketball scheduled for later this month in Columbus. So what do they do with those as well? This is then LeBron James, the great former Cav, has said, I'm not playing in front of a building without any fans in. I think he's since backpedaled from that as people realize the severity of the situation, but some of these things are still to be determined.
Got to say, we get excited anytime there's some John Tortorella, Aaron Portsline banter. We try, and we soak it up, we eat it up as best we can. What's it like working with Torts every day?
Well, you know what? I feel like I can speak freely here because the chances of him hearing this are pretty much zero.
You don't know that.
No offense, I might tweet it, just doesn't listen.
It's a big show. It's a big, very popular show.
Yeah. He can never know this, but I actually really like it. And yeah. It's not always pleasant, but it's never boring. Kami's one of those guys that when you walked up to him and asked an honest question, you knew you were going to get an honest answer. You knew the notebook would be filled with something interesting. Tortorella's that type. It's not, again, it's, you don't always walk away with the with the good feeling. You're not always on the best terms, but it is never boring, and it's almost always interesting for readers, which is kind of the bottom line to all of this.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys were just here last week, and Flames were lucky to come out of that one the way they did. Whatever it is that he's done with that roster, which is a complete mash unit, there's half of American League guys. The way that they are playing for him right now is really impressive.
Yeah, it is. I mean, ever since he's been hired here, you hear from certain fan bases all over, the guy can't coach. He doesn't know what he's doing. That's preposterous. You hear that he doesn't last long. Well, this is the third of his four stops that have lasted longer than the average NHL coach lasts. So that's kind of preposterous. Again, he's not always easy. I think the players here have learned when and how to take him. I think Nick Foligno does a really good job. There are certain coaches who need a guy in the room to sort of filter the message to players. I think Ken Hitchcock was similar. They're different kind of people, but he could leave a room in shambles, and it would be up to the veteran players there to sort of piece it back together again. Tortorella has this team dialed in. They have been playing playoff intensity style, especially away from the puck, for a few months now. But you look at that roster, there are nights I'm looking at the roster thinking, could they legally dress this in the preseason? Would this meet the standard?
That's right.
Of eight veteran players? And you're like, how are they winning? Like, it is crazy. A 19-2-5 run with that roster, and it feels like they're starting to put it back together again after that road trip.
Are they going to start to get some bodies back here?
You heard earlier this week that Cam Atkinson is probably next, but that's with an asterisk. No clue quite when that will be, if he plays Thursday. Seth Jones could be back for the last couple of games if they're important, but Oliver Bjorkstrand probably wouldn't be back until well into the first round of the playoffs. Jones might not either. It's crazy the numbers that have fallen here. Of course, the coronavirus hit this year. It's just been that kind of year in Columbus.
Thanks for your time, buddy. Good talking to you as always. Commie misses you.
I miss you.
That's right.
We'll have to catch up next time you're in town again.
Yeah, well, great job calling the Milano trade in Anaheim, man.
Yes, thank you very much. I got my pulse on the Blue Jackets every once in a while. You know that.
You're unbelievable.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see ya.
Aaron Portsline in Columbus.